Hello and welcome to this episode of the AF Mentors podcast. I hope everyone is very well. I've had an excellent weekend and I'm not going to question it. I don't really know what's happened, but I've woken up absolutely buzzing with a million different ideas, and it's probably a mix of things: good sleep, great people, inspiring environment, and generally that making me excited for business and for life. So I'm just going to roll with it. But before I roll with it, actually, I think one thing I've started doing, and I got this tip from someone years ago, was to start noting down when I feel my best and what the situation is when I do feel my best. So things like the people I've been hanging around with, how I've slept, this is probably partly the weather as well, like the sun just makes you feel freaking great. The habits that you've got at the moment, like how's your training going, what location are you in, like what are the clues that make it more likely that you are going to feel your best, that you are going to show up your best, at your best. God, as much as I say and I feel really good, it's like still speaking seems to be a slight issue, but I talk about this a lot and I cannot emphasize it enough. Running your business comes from your energy. Like if there's one thing, it's you, it's your energy, it's your excitement. And you are, as a business owner, your business's biggest asset. Pay attention to when you feel your best, because it will leave clues. And those clues are things that you want to do more of, right? And you can start curating your environment so that you are getting, say, time off. So that, hey, if sun's really important, then maybe you should be going and finding some sun at numerous times. Like if genuinely taking a couple of days off in the sun is good for your business, then actually having a holiday, you know, like even if it's a couple of days, is productive. It's probably one of the best things that you can be doing for your business. It's probably more beneficial than a lot of the other things that you think are helping your business. So that's my first tip for today. The other thing that you're going to see coming from me very shortly, partly because I am so buzzing and full of ideas, is I'm going to be launching something new. I am writing a course that will take people from basically nothing, if they want it to be nothing, but from an idea right through to how to launch that idea and get people in on your business. There are three big components to this. There's one, your audience. Who are they? Where are they? How are you going to talk to them? And by the way, everyone has an audience. That's why I didn't say your Instagram following. Everyone has some kind of audience, whether that is a following on social media, whether that's your friends and your family, whether that's work colleagues, whether that's the running club that you go to, whether that's your sister's running club, you know, like it doesn't really matter. There are an audience there. You just need to get in front of them with the right message. And then the second biggest component, the right product market fit, which is something that a lot of people miss. And then I'm going to talk you through, once you've got that, exactly how to launch. And coming back to product market fit, because I think this is fundamentally the biggest thing. When really good coaches are selling really good coaching and people just aren't signing up, it's product market fit. And what's interesting is that sometimes it's the messaging that you're using rather than the actual product. The actual product might be very good, as in your actual coaching or your program, but the way that you're talking about it isn't right for your audience. So sometimes it's that your product is good, but your messaging is shit, / it doesn't resonate. Sometimes your value is high, i.e. you're an incredible coach, but the perceived value is low. And again, that comes from your messaging, how you're positioning yourself. Sometimes people are interested, but you've not given them a reason to start, right? So we're gonna like go over all of these and how you can implement them, and exactly step by step how you are going to implement them. And then we're gonna walk people through a launch, because I have taken the core concepts of business, of marketing, of my own experience with intakes, with launches, ones that did really well, ones that absolutely bombed, ones that I've done with coaches that did really well, and ones that didn't do so well. And I'm going to show you exactly how to implement what does work. And I've learned more from failed launches because I've had more than anybody listening than the successful ones. But you actually, like, looking back in hindsight, you tend to learn a lot from both. And I've been very specific with doing that, especially recently. So if you're on AFM already, you will get access to this as usual. You guys are my priority always. If you're not, you will be able to join this program that is going to walk you through taking something from an idea, making sure it fits your audience, making sure that you've nailed product market fit, making sure that it's a good product, making sure that people see value in it, and then giving them a reason to start, giving them a reason to sign up, and exactly how you're going to do that launch program. My last three Commit to Six launches have sold out, and by that I mean, like, we hit by far the numbers that we want to hit, in fact a little bit over, and until I get more coaches we actually can't go much over that. And they've also been the least stressful. Like, this weekend I took most of the weekend off, it was a launch weekend, we hit 100 easy by I think Saturday morning, which means to me anything over 100, I'm like, anything else is a bonus. Great, we've got over 100 people on committed as well. Like, this is a freaking awesome group. Like, everything just felt good, it flowed. And there were specific things that I did in this launch and that I've done for the preceding couple that are just working fucking great at the moment, which means that you're not in the usual position I'm in, which is stressing out that on Friday night I've got about 50 signups and I've got 4 coaches that I need to pay. And we just don't have enough numbers. And then always by like the Tuesday, we managed to scrape about 100 people, but it's stressful as hell. And I like work all weekend and I have no time off. And then I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to do this anymore. And it makes me resent something that I fucking love. So I'm going to share that with you. And also in a way that you can apply it very directly. There is a waiting list for this below. Make sure that you are on it because I give an insane early bird discount, over £100. So get on that waiting list. There will only be 30 spaces at early bird. Not fucking around here. Like, there genuinely will be. And you will get over £100 off. More on this to come because that wasn't actually what I was going to talk about, but it was top of my mind. What I was going to talk about is that I've had a few calls with coaches signing up to AFM this week, which is very exciting, who unfortunately have, in their words, wasted a lot of money on mentorships before that they really didn't align with. Now, a bit of tough love here, it's really easy to feel like the victim, as in you've been scammed or someone convinced you of something. And I do feel sorry for newer coaches coming into the industry who genuinely, like, maybe don't know any better and really kind of have been scammed. And that's a horrible first experience of the fitness industry because there are some amazing mentors and amazing coaches that want to help you. And AFM is an absolute hub for them, but you know, there are loads within the fitness industry, but sometimes they don't talk as loud as the mentors who basically just want to take your money and don't care about coaching, don't care about helping people, and certainly don't care about you and your business. They care more about their business and you are basically just a consumer to them or someone that's going to pay them money. Now, the point, the kind of like tough love here is that a lot of people act like a victim to this when sometimes it's very obvious. Like, a question I want you to ask when you're thinking about signing up with someone is like, do they align with my values? Are they the kind of coach that I'd want to be? Most of these people have never even coached, right? So probably not. And I know it's tempting to go to someone who is promising you results, but it's exactly the same reason that your clients go for shitty coaches who are promising results. Or actually, normally not even coaches, but just like, I don't know, some plan that promises you'll lose 10 pounds in a week if you just stop eating food altogether. Like, oh, shocking. Anyway, if you want to avoid being scammed, remember this. There is no one way to build your business, and if anyone's telling you there is, they're lying. There is no one way to market yourself. There is no quote-unquote best way to sell. But there are key principles that, with the right guidance, you can apply to your business. Given the nature of online coaching, the application of these key principles will constantly be changing, right? What worked 6 months ago on Instagram, for example, doesn't work anymore. What worked to get signups a year ago is stale now. It doesn't work. Email marketing used to just be like, oh, great, create a list. You only need a couple of hundred people. Send out to them. They'll sign up. Bam. Doesn't really work like that anymore, right? Takes a hell of a lot more work. The more that you constantly look for one simple solution that will work forever, the more that you are constantly going to be scammed. The truth is, you will benefit from getting mentorship. Every business will. Everyone. But the benefit, or a huge amount of the benefit, is the objective input from somebody else who is a few steps ahead of you, who's maybe had a bit more experience. And that overarching, that view of you, your potential, and where you can go, and the next steps to get there, that is worth its weight in gold. You will progress quicker. You will make less avoidable mistakes. Everyone will still make mistakes. You'll take more action and you will get there quicker. You will start to get results quicker. Your business will grow quicker. Now, caveat to this, you need to have the right mentor, right? Someone who aligns with your goals. Aligns with your values, right? What you want to create. You want to make sure they are more interested in your business than they are in you just following their generic system. If you're tempted by, this is my one generic system to get 10K a month, then you're going to get burnt. If it sounds too good to be true, it is almost always too good to be true. If you ask your clients, say, not to go on the 12-day six-pack shred, or you're not going to lose 10 pounds in a week in a healthy, sustainable way that you're actually going to enjoy or blah, blah, that you can maintain, don't fall for the same shit yourself. It's literally the same stuff packaged up in a different industry. So be more savvy on that front. And if you are looking for a mentorship who does actually care about you and your business, then head over to afmentors.com. Fill in the application form and I will email you. And one thing that we absolutely won't get used to is just sit sending DMs all day, because I'm pretty sure that isn't why you became a coach, and it's one way that you will absolutely hate coaching and feel like giving up on it. If/when people do sign up off completely cold DMs, they are very rarely a good fit. They've not been nurtured. They don't know you. They don't know your coaching. I think I would really struggle to get people results if they're not bought into you. I think that's such an underrated thing. Like, I don't want someone, genuinely, I don't want someone to just find me and sign up. Unless maybe it's a referral. Or unless they found me, listened to 5 episodes of the podcast and then signed up. I want nurturing. Like, I don't want completely cold people. I don't think they're good for results. Like, they're not bought into me. They're not bought into my process. They're way harder to coach. I love it when someone's like, I followed you for 6 months. I've listened to all your episodes of the podcast. Now I'm ready to sign up. Great. You will 100% get results with me. I can guarantee it. Same with mentoring. When I get on a call with someone and they're like, yeah, no, I've never heard of you before. I just saw AFM and I thought, like, I'd book in a call to see if you can help me with my business. I'm like, nah, no, like, I don't think we're a good fit. You need to, like, be bought into the process. You need to be bought into, I'm actually going to do work here. And why you want to apply, why you want to join Commit 6, why AFM? Is it just another thing that you want to do, or are you bought into us and our principles and how we do things here? It's very different, and you will really struggle to get results of people who aren't bought into that. Now, that means 2 things. One, you need to create enough content so that people can be bought into you. A lot of people are missing that. And 2, what was my second point? Oh, it was right there. Okay, it's gone. I'm very sorry about that. Maybe it'll come back to me and I'll remember it. Probably wake up in the middle of the night and be like, that was my second point on the AF Mentors podcast. And it'll be too late. But I do have a point. I don't think it was my second point there. My point being that a lot of coaches really beat themselves up about not getting people results and then feeling like a bad coach because people have come in cold or from cold DMs. And they're not aligned with them, and they weren't the right fit in the first place. And you're not a bad coach for that. they just weren't the right fit. They might not have even been ready to change. You know, you've just randomly rocked up in their DMs telling them that they should sign up for this thing and probably pressuring their pain points, making them feel guilty, or, well, I don't know, whatever tactics that you've been told to use to get people to sign up quickly. It's very unlikely that they're actually motivated and that they want to do this. They're not feeling pressured into doing it. And that's very important. So you're not a bad coach. It just might be that the way that you're trying to get clients into your business, it is a way that's kind of setting you both up for failure. And then you feel like a bad coach, then you feel like giving up. And then we have excellent coaches leaving the fitness industry because they hate the way that they feel like they have to sell. And then when people do sign up, they don't get good results because they weren't ready to change, or they weren't bought into you. And that's a big problem. If you want to do it a different way, if you want clients coming to you because they want to work with you, because you have shown uniquely that you can help them, and you've shown enough of you and your coaching that people can buy into you, that is what we do here. Head over to afmentors.com, fill in the application form, and I would love to chat to you and see if I can help.